Erin and I were sharing, and she's going to talk in a second, though the amount of people and the work that went into this, just amazing. You know, dude, we're just blown away. And people that stepped up that haven't, you know, just stepped up out of nowhere, you know, and we had some people gone and people filling in for them and just seeing the whole community work is really what it is. And I always say that 100% participation, because those few that aren't in that, you know, the maybe 3% if you haven't, last chance today after church when all this gets moved outside, keeping everything neat together and being very careful with it, because Crossroads Church around the corner is coming at about 1 o'clock with a U-Haul. They're going to get a U-Haul this year, and they're going to take it all. And we're going to have one more church to go with this awesome co-op. Yeah.
So I wanted to say that I feel like Mike and I were reflecting. This is our church's 15th year doing VBS. So for 15 years, every summer, our church has loved on a lot of kids. Mike and I were married, I think it was about 2 years, when we went and observed a VBS by this darling couple who was more seasoned than us, and their kids were grown, and they were doing a VBS in their garage. And they were collaborating with a neighbor who was doing arts, and this person was doing games, and it was the coolest thing we had seen. And I looked at him, I'm like, we have to do this. And here we are 15 years later, and it is so much fun. And I feel so filled up. I mean, I love different people were able to pop in and see it that weren't participating, but they saw it. And I said, this is what I wanted you to see, the life. It's an infusion of life. It's our community, our church community, loving on kids we know and don't know. We had some leaders that made a declaration to the Lord in a public way where they had been, you could see the Lord drawing them, but it was like, yes, today's the day. We had a couple of kids that were, I mean, their parents were telling me were like almost transformed. And it kind of surprised me, because we were meeting and we were talking about the Lord, but like, and we were affirming them, and they were like sponges. I was with the leaders. So I had about 45 leaders every morning from 8 to about 8:45, and they came an hour early. We would feed them real well. They had a ton of food, which is awesome with teens. It's a ticket. And we just loved on them. And we had, this year was the first year I said, who wants to share tomorrow? I normally ask somebody privately, and hands were like, boom, boom, boom. So we had devotions in the morning that were triggered by them. We had them sharing up here with all the kids. We had them doing icebreakers. I mean, kids that's not in their comfort zone was like, I have one. And it was so cool. They felt safe, and they took risks. I could go on and on about our lead teachers. Those are the like more adult type that oversee the station. And it was so like a picture of the body of Christ working together. And that is so fun, because there wasn't any jostling for position. There was no, I have to do it this way. It was everybody just working together. And it was like this beautiful flow. And it's funny, this year, if I describe VBS, I would say peaceful. It was very, very peaceful. And it was very uneventful in a very good way. So I feel, I mean, yes, we're tired, but it's an awesome tired. It's the kind of tired you long for, to pour yourself out. Just pour yourself out and to be filled up again. So I feel that tired, and I feel so thankful. I feel closer to the kids in our church. I feel like we've made friends with other families, and it's a safe place. And all week we were telling our leaders, and we were telling, well, more the leaders, so that they could pass it on to their campers. But this is a garden. This is a timeout from all the problems. We all took a timeout from things that we think about at 12:01 when it was over. And I really felt like we did that. So I think that's more, it's, you know, we had Danielle, who's going to be, she's new to the team this year, and she did the video that we're going to watch, and she took pictures, which, you know, to Danielle might not sound like a big deal, but it was a huge help, because Mike would stay up late doing that, and it's like different gifts flowing, and, you know, Jenny Bray was...
5-year contract extension.
We want to talk to you after about that. Jenny Bray joked that she was on her sabbatical this year. We said, sure, every 15 years we'll give you a sabbatical. Enjoy. But she, just as an example, and many people were like this, but she planned for a year. Getting Crafts. She created this team, and it was just so beautiful. Joe Mueller, if he is in here, am I looking at him? Probably. He took, he cleared his schedule to be here every single day. And he did drama, which is hilarious. When I look at him, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I just want to laugh. So funny. And then he also did the serious drama and the stories. Okay, so last thing I want to tell you guys is I pretended like I didn't know our people for a minute. Like when I was in story, I didn't know Joe, I didn't know John, I didn't know Erica, I didn't know Sean. I just was a guest. And I really dove in mentally like I was the kid. And I had tears in my eyes. I'm not kidding. And Ellen shared with me that she did the same thing and had a lump in her throat because the stories were so powerful. Kids will not forget the word and the seeds that were sown in them, and it's a deposit. And the Bible came alive, and they were making commitments. And Sean, who's so creative, and she did all the staging, and she looked at costumes, and I mean, just using her gifts, they had a pool, a kid's pool, and then a cross, and it was covered. So when the kids put their stones in, it sounded like nails. It was just like really dramatic, and all our senses were being just echoed in God's truth, and it was just awesome. And I just want to thank, I mean, you know, you have people that pop in for different things. I mean, this Jeep, Mike talked about Todd Halton, but I also want to talk about Jennifer Halton that allowed it in her backyard. Thank you. Don't ever forget. That was amazing, because I think that would be hard. Because I complained about a little bin in our, how long is this VBS bin going to be here? He goes, newsflash, we have VBS, so you had a Jeep, so thank you. So we all had different goals. You know, Sam and Alana and Alyssa, our ministry this year was Fakisha. So the kids learned about Africa and Kenya and ways that other kids, because, you know, this sounds so jaded, but it's true. When kids hear they can't go to school, they're not always like, oh, that's a bummer. They're like, sweet, I want to go there. And so Sam was really good about sharing why. Why is it important for an education? Why is it important to get kids off the street in a very kid-friendly way? So I forget our total, but I think, how much? About 700, I think. We'll get the final, but I mean, $700. I think it's $100 to sponsor a kid for a year. Is that right? Just kidding. For a month. So we will keep. But I feel like what happened with them is their hearts became our hearts, and our kids are partnering with you guys and really excited to see what God's going to continue to do. So VBS is a total hit. Thank you, everybody. Everybody participated, and it's just so amazing. Thank you so much.
And we have a little slideshow for those that weren't able to be here, and just to give you a little taste of how the week went. You can tell that Danielle or someone else, Danielle did the slideshow, because when I do it, I'm in it a lot more. Thank you, Danielle. It was awesome. Well, I wanted to share just the last 24, 36 hours of my life, of our life. Friday at about 12, 1 o'clock, we finished our amazing week of VBS. Then we didn't leave, stayed here, getting ready for the carnival, and again, people helping, and so many people helping and putting this thing together, and carnival went off. Hopefully you're able to come. That went till about 8. Again, people stepping up to tear it down. Aaron and I are staying, and I think, you know, obviously somebody needs to lock the door. So Aaron, I think it was 9:45 when we locked the door. Lori was still here and locked the door. And after a long week of VBS, at 9:45 on Friday night, you would think we then went home. We did not. We went by Kevin and Dudley's and just had a mean game of Uno with Cade and Lucy and Reese and Connor and David and Courtney and Paige and Evan up until probably at least 11:45. At which time we went home. Saturday, I had to get up at about 6 in the morning, 6:15, to set up a tent. Lucy had a swim meet, and you got to stake your claim in swim meets. Okay, you're sitting for a long time, and you need to get that easy up. Otherwise, you're going to be real far away. So I'm getting there at 6:45 and setting up the easy up. Then go home. It's about 7:15 right now. And wake up the house. They're still sleeping. Wake up Lucy. And that was a real pleasant wake up. After playing Uno till 11:30. And a week of VBS. Time to get up. Put on your bathing suit and go swim. But she did it. Then I took her and Aaron hung back with Cade for a little bit. At this swim meet, you have to volunteer. These swim meets do not survive without volunteers. So I was a stager. That means the little 5 and 6 year olds, you're putting them in line and making sure they're getting to the right lane and all this. So this is 9 o'clock Saturday morning, all the way till about 11, at which time Aaron came and kind of spelled me, took over for me. And then I went home and grabbed Cade, and we went down to Jay Sarah for a quarterback camp where Cade got to share a story and be involved. It's nonstop, is where I'm going here. And then I was probably got home about 5 o'clock yesterday and had our first breather in about a month. And why am I saying this? I'm saying this over here in our sign because life is wild. Life is wild, but God is good. Our lives, where we live and the things we have going and the plates that we're spinning with kids and jobs and all this can get very crazy. And the way we view life, the ups and downs of life, the craziness of life, depends a whole lot on the lens that we're seeing, the perspective that we have in life, the lens through which we are looking at our circumstances. I wanted to read from Matthew 7:24-29. It says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house. And yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. When Jesus had finished these words, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority and not as their scribes. In our lives, the rain will come, the winds will blow, storms are going to come, life is wild. I have some pictures of some houses that were built on bad foundations, built on sand after a storm came. Just bad foundations. And the rains came and the winds hammered, and great was its fall. And we have some other pictures of houses that were built on a rock, a good foundation. I don't know where that one is. So I imagine those houses were hit with storms as well, and waves and wind, being so close to the water. But they remained. So our perspective, what we are building our foundations upon, John 16:33, these things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world. That is to believers as well as unbelievers, but mainly believers. In the world you will have tribulation. God does not promise us happily ever after when we put our faith in him. Tribulation comes and God uses those. But I think the biggest perspective and what I was talking about is this lens of how we look at life and the ups and downs and the storms is seeing our life as a story, as the story that God is writing, and that behind the story is an author. And that is world-changing, seeing our circumstances as a story and an author behind it. And this author is good. God is good. With that is the framework. That is the lens for us to see the wildlife that we have, the purposes that God has, and the difficult times as well as the good times. That was our theme all week, the goodness of God no matter what. Without it, without seeing the author behind it, it's just craziness. It loses its meaning. We lose purpose. We lose that perspective. It is only seeing the author as good that he is that gives us that perspective, that makes those storms bearable. That's the foundation, that we know God is with us and that God is in this and he's using this and he is good still when the storms hit. I wanted to read from Isaiah 63:7. And this is so many verses about the goodness of God. I mean, there are so many. I just grabbed this one, but there are so many verses. I shall make mention of the loving kindness of the Lord, the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord has granted us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he has granted them according to his compassion and according to the abundance of his loving kindness. What words jump out at us? Loving kindness, goodness, compassion. This is our God. This is the author behind our life, who's writing the story of our lives. Without it, we are off the rails. I wasn't certain about including this little illustration. But it was funny, I was actually texting Rachel last night because she was awake. She's in like Stockholm and in Europe. And I actually had my notes and I struggled. I go, should I put this in? She goes, it's VBS Sunday. This is, she said, your shtick. Because I'm talking about opening day at Disneyland. July 17th, 1955. It was not a good day, if you don't know this. It was kind of a disaster. People got dressed up when you went to places like Disneyland. Ronald Reagan was the host, the TV host of Welcome to Disneyland. High heels, women in high heels were sinking into the pavement. It was so hot. Okay, they were sinking into the, ran out of soda. Kids are up in the castle. I mean, paradise to me. But Walt did not have a good day. They had the race cars, and they went off the track. They were just kind of cruising around. Okay, they were off the rails, off the tracks. Now, if you go on Autopia, what do you have? You have those bumpers in the middle. Not on the sides, in the middle, that you can't hit the side, because I've tried. You jerk, and boom, you're hitting this thing down the middle. And the things only go like 8 miles an hour, and where am I going with this? I think I should have gone with my gut, not listen to Rachel. that bumper, without the framework of God's goodness as the author in our lives, we are everywhere. We go anywhere. There's no meaning. There's no purpose behind it. Having that framework, no, he is good. Because we're tempted to go here and we hit the bumper. Nope, God is good. And he brings us back. His Holy Spirit calls to our attention what he's doing and he brings us back. So how do we respond when the storms come? I'll read from Matthew 8, 23 through 27. When he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being covered with the waves. But Jesus himself was asleep. And they came to him and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." He said to them, "Why are you afraid, you men of little faith?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and it became perfectly calm. The men were amazed and said, "What kind of a man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" The storm came, and how did they respond? They got jostled a little bit. They had seen a lot already. And the second they were in trouble, "Lord, save us, we're perishing, we're gonna die." Just a little bit of panic. I think in life, God sends us these little jostles to kind of see where our hearts are, or just reveals to us what our foundations are. what we're really standing on. Little heart checks, a coffee mug. We know what's inside of it when someone bumps it and what spills out. Wherever we are, when those little things happen, disturbances in our life, it reveals to us what our foundations have been. Because even as believers, we can replace that foundation and we can start building on sand and other things. And then something happens and jostles us and we realize, oh, I've been off. My foundation has been off a little bit. We did Moses, the story of Moses, all week. And one of the things that were so amazing to the kids was after all these things that God did, it was still, why didn't you leave us in Egypt? It would have been better for us to be in Egypt to die. Like, wait a second. We had all these things that God has done, and second things go bad, they're complaining about it. Little foundation tests that God sends us. It could be probably about like 5 or 6 years ago. I think Matt was going to share on a Sunday, and he called me Friday night and said, hey, can you share? And it was a foundation test, because I was like not in that zone at all. Like where was I? I don't even know what I was. This might have been like 10 years ago, because now I'd be ready like that. Absolutely. I'm waiting for that call. But Matt and I joked. He was like, yeah, I when I talked to you, I felt like I needed like a heart defibrillator and go zzz, like to wake me up. I remember that. You know, it was a heart check. Like, why was I so not ready? You know, our neighbor is going through things. I'm going to go inside. You know, it's a heart check where there's an opportunity to kind of get out of our comfort zone and we don't necessarily want to. Those little things that reveal to us what our foundations are. He says, be ready in season and out of season. Without our foundation on Him, we'll find ourselves standing on sand very quickly. The more we see this author as who he is, as God, the goodness of the Lord, the more we learn to trust in Him. Psalm 36:7, how precious is your loving kindness, O God, and the children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. The children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. Why? Because of His loving kindness, His goodness. David and Courtney, 2 weeks ago, as we all know, went to Costa Rica with our youth. Awesome trip. Well, Reese and Connor stayed back, and Kevin and Dudley watched Reese and Connor and Murdoch, their dog. And we had Ace and Barry while Matt and Heather were in Minnesota. There's a lot of jostling. But one day we had Reese and Connor at the pool. Lucy had swim practice. We brought Reese and Connor to the pool with us. And there's a diving board there that's about, it's pretty high up. I mean, it's a solid like 4 feet off the water. You know, those that are kind of a jump. And Connor walked out. Sorry, this was for you guys. And he's got his floaties on. And he comes out to the edge, and I'm over on the side watching, and he's like, you know, Uncle Mac. Okay, I think he thinks I'm Matt, or he just says Mike Mac. Doesn't matter. It's adorable. So he wants me out. So I'm right under the diving board, and I'm like, come on. He's like, we can almost touch hands. Come on, come on. And he takes that leap, and he jumps and lands on my head. He didn't want to jump in the water. He wanted to jump to me. But, you know, and again, David, I apologize if I robbed you of a moment of that first diving board. I feel like it's What About Bob, you know, when Siggy didn't want to dive and Richard Dreyfuss is trying to get him to do it and he doesn't do it and then Bob comes and he jumps and thanks a lot, Bob, I'll take it from here. Right? And Bob does it. Sorry. But Connor knows me, you know, he knows me. We have been playing for a half hour already, and he knows me, and he trusted me, and he jumped. So knowing the goodness of God gives us the ability to trust in whose arms we are jumping into when the storms come. that he is good. Life is wild. God is good. And with that, because we know that he is good, we know that the things that happen in our lives, that from the author, the crazy things in our lives, we have a good author, but there's purpose. That means that there has got to be purpose in whatever it is. I've said this before, the goodness of God plus God's sovereignty equals peace that passes all understanding. God's goodness plus his sovereignty equals peace that passes all understanding. I wanted to read from Romans 8:28. We know this verse, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. There is purpose in our life, that he is good and he's working all things out for our good when life gets wild and the storms come. And he has a vision too. The purpose, he has an end game for us. He has a product that he's leading us to. For the last 8 years, you're familiar with Cade and the story that God has been writing in and through him. We are so blessed that right away we saw purpose. And someone has asked, like, what is it with you guys that has enabled you the most to get through what you've been walking for the last 8 years? And that is our answer, that we have seen God's purpose right away. And we see it often. He reveals it often. Whether it's Kate sharing to somebody, there's purpose there. Whether it's another family who's going through something similar, purpose. There's purpose in it. The trials and things that we've gone through have enabled you and given you a passport into people's lives that others can't talk to, that we can't speak to. 10 years ago, I could not speak to a family that was dealing with cancer. I could sympathize and I could pray for them, but it's a different language that we now speak, that we now can. And we see the purpose in it. And we have those moments that God just reveals it to us. So knowing that he is good gives us purpose in the storms. And also that he has that vision for us. In the verse I just read, to be conformed to the image of his son. I was an art major at college, UC Santa Barbara, and I took a ceramics class. I was a linebacker playing ceramics classes with the other linebacker, but I was really good at it. Ceramics and linebacker. But I was gonna go in animation, that was the thing. I wanted to go in animation, all that. This was like in Disney's heyday, you had Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Lion King, these movies are coming out, that's what I'm gonna do. That's like saying, I wanna play baseball, but only for the Yankees. I'm only gonna play for the Yankees. So I wanted to draw, but only for Disney. That's who I wanted to do this for. So anyway, Aladdin had come out, and I'm in the ceramics class. The assignment was to create something like with movement out of clay, but it had to show movement. So I said, I'm doing the lamp, and I'm doing the genie, I'm doing the smoke coming out of this lamp, and I'm just gonna do this little smoke coming out. And I started doing it, and you know the coil method, any ceramics, you know the coil method? Dudley knows. You gotta like score the edge, and you roll them in little coils, and you put them on, because if there's any air, what happens in the kiln? Boom, it blows up. So I'm just coiling this thing, planning on just doing a little smoke, and it just keeps getting bigger, and I say, I'm going for it. And I did the genie. What went was going to be this big is literally this big off the ground. Okay, blew, it was awesome. Everyone was coming checking it out because this was like the hit movie of the year. And I got him right here. And the cool thing, I had graduated, and I'm driving home from school, and I got, there's only one place genie's fitting, and that's the front seat. So I had carpool the whole way home with the genie, right? Everyone's kind of looking, giving me second looks. But I had a vision for what I was making, for what I was creating. God has a vision for what he's creating with us. He is the potter, we are the clay, and it's our job just to let him have his way. But we fight, we resist. Let him have his way with us. He has this vision to be conformed. 2 Corinthians 3:17 and 18. Again, where is God taking us through all of this? Now, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit. He is transforming us into the image of his Son. That's what all the wildness of our life, the storms, he's driving us there. He uses the storms so much more than he uses the calm, peaceful times. We learn so much more and grow so much more when things are difficult and stretch us and get us out of our comfort zone. And we also must learn in these times to hear his voice, to hear God's voice. Jamie Johnson, he says, there's always three voices talking to us. God's voice, the enemy's voice, and the world. We have thoughts going through our head all the time. And those thoughts, quite often, are the world's thoughts. That's why it is so important to just to spend time in the Bible, because those are God's thoughts. When we spend just time reading the Bible, there's studies we can do, you know, Bible studies and really studying the Word, but even just reading the Word, just to read it, you're getting God's thoughts going through your mind. And that could only be a good thing, having God's thoughts. If that voice that you're hearing, if you're hearing condemnation, if you're hearing you're not good enough, if you're hearing not just this condemnation, that's the enemy. You're hearing the enemy, and he's lying to you. It's what he does right from the beginning. He's the accuser of the brethren. So the more we know of God's word, the easier it is for us to spot that counterfeit and say, no, that is not of the Lord. A lot of you know I read Chronicles of Narnia to my class every year. And if you're familiar with The Magician's Nephew, it's book six. It says book one. It's not book one. It's book six. I won't even go there. But it's at the beginning, but it's meant later. Anyway, there's a character his name is Uncle Andrew. And he's a rotten guy. And he's the magician. And they're basically watching, Kate, cover your ears, spoiler. There you go, help me out there. La, 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 la. They're watching Narnia get created, okay? And they're seeing this lion and these animals talking and hearing this lion sing. But Uncle Andrew, he doesn't hear it. He hears roaring and growling. When the animals laugh, roars, growls, barks, he doesn't hear it. He's made himself, I'll read. It's when the kids ask Aslan, is there anything you can do for Uncle Andrew? He's walking around petrified. He's all these animals, and he just hears roars. And Aslan says, but I cannot tell that to this old sinner, and I cannot comfort him either. He has made himself unable to hear my voice. If I spoke to him, he would hear only growlings and roarings. Oh, Adam's sons, how cleverly you defend yourselves against all that might do you good. He's talking to us there. Oh, Adam's sons, how cleverly you defend yourselves against all that might do us good. What does that mean? We defend ourselves against God's goodness. What does that look like? He stands here knocking to hear his voice, and Uncle Andrew, it says at the beginning he thought he heard it, but he didn't want to hear it. And C.S. Lewis says, the problem with making yourself, trying to make yourself stupider than you really are, is you very often succeed. And that's what happened with Uncle Andrew. He could not hear the voice any longer. So if we're hearing this condemnation, we need to really immerse ourselves in the truth of who God is and his goodness, to defend ourselves from the goodness of God. That could be anything from, you know, I'll read the Bible. I'm just going to scroll through Instagram a little bit. then I'll read the Bible. That's happened to me. And 45 minutes later, it's time to go, and I never read the Bible. But I got a lot of Instagram going there. We don't need to go to church. We're pushing away these things that God has for us that are so good, that are good for us, and we forget, and we push away, and we defend ourselves against all that will do us good, because He is good. There's a moment of surrender that needs to take place in our hearts to hear His voice, to know, to see Him as the good author and finisher of our faith, and to trust Him. Trust Him for this wild life that we have, but that He is good. And I'm going to close with another quote from Narnia, and it's from Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and it's the beavers talking to the kids about Aslan for the first time, the great lion, and they're worried about him, especially Susan, and she asks, is he safe? And safe, said Mr. Beaver. Don't you hear what Mrs. Beaver tells you? Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe, but he's good. He's the king, I tell you. God is good. Life can be wild, but our foundation is in a good God who loves us, has a purpose for us, and is speaking to us. Let's hear his voice. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your faithfulness. God, help us to lay our foundations in you. God, to trust you, to see you as the author and finisher of our faith, the author behind the craziness of our life, Lord, of the circumstances that would pull us away from you, but just to rush back to you and to take refuge in the shadow of your wings. God, because you are good, and that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And we thank you, Lord, for an amazing week here, God, at VBS. God, we thank you for all that you've done in these kids, and that seeds have been planted. And Lord, we just thank you for this adventure that we're on. Lord, that you use us, you include us, God, and it is good. It is a journey that we walk with you, and just knowing that you are good. In Jesus' name, amen.